You know, have you? I did that. I've done that for you several times, right?
What?
And I'm like, rise yes. and shine and give yep. God the glory, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to write. Look. I'm Keetra Long. This is the Post and Delete podcast.
And it's Wit.
Hey.
What's up?
We made it.
Yet again.
To the five finger episode. We are number five. Mm-hmm. Hey, you need to program some sounds into the board.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah. You produce.
You be with this equipment all day.
Yeah, but I'm unequipped. <What you? laughs> I'm unequipped for this part. My talent is where I'm sitting now. Some
quick Googles. I'm sure you could figure it out.
My fingers don't work for Google.
Oh, about that's my crazy. Business. That's crazy.
Can we talk about that?
What?
That I mind my business.
You mind your business?
Yes, I don't have nothing to do with Google. I think Google don't have girl. Nothing to do with me. Just happy to be here.
Google is free.
Yeah, free mm-hmm. for free for y'all, but at a price for me. Mm. It always come with
what's
great
the price?
Knowing information I don't need to know.
Mm, you don't need to know.
Ooh.
But you need them soundboards on there.
Oh, no, you need them for me.
I don't need you even closer to that. I can't even touch that.
Oh, we move this back all the time.
I'm saying, but once you put sounds on it, you're going to be the one pressing the buttons because yeah. I'm not even close to it.
Yeah.
All right, then. So it seems like you need to know.
I disagree, but can okay. we table this discussion?
Sure.
Let's oh, leave
doing it. BTS.
We will table this discussion and leave it on the Senate floor for the next meeting.
My bad.
I think I got high right though. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to
you.
I know. I'm not used to being so free since we turned up the game.
I know. Who knew? I listened to the last episode with my headphones in all the way up. I was like, girl, I still can't hear me.
Well, you do. You do talk under your breath.
My grandma used to say I talk to my chest.
Oof.
She said, you talk to your titties. I can't hear what you're saying.
And to that, I would say, what?
What
titties this all right. lady with? We both flat and fat chested over you.
Speak for yourself.
Hey,
I'm not flat chested.
Listen. I'm the CEO of the IBTC.
How are you feeling, Keetra?
I don't know.
Right?
You know, every time I get my life back, it's time to go into the guillotine.
Right back in
the gas chamber. Be out here cooking me like a chicken. Literally, I'm cooked. I'm cooked. They all use that expression. I be in that fry. You know we go get shawarma.
What?
You know we go get what's the Zanku? Down the street, the chicken in the garden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then could you do?
That's shawarma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't ever get shawarma.
Yeah, that's why I was.
We okay. don't get shawarma.
Okay.
But you know how them little chickens be on the
yeah.
stick?
Yeah. That's you.
That's how I cooked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Man, news. I got news for you. Hey, we just got our best episode review. The best response, should I say.
Oh, for the last episode?
Yes, we did.
Which was what?
A lot of people texted. Hey,
<That's>, wait.
Hey, okay. I just wanted to know if I could come by this week. And see you. Hey, you know, God bless. Just checking.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of that. But it was overt. Like my friends that know they ain't been doing shit. Like, what's up, Keith?
So our, okay.
Yeah.
So the feedback was.
No. Oh, when I said, okay.
That's what I'm like, what does that have to do with the podcast? That's personal people feeling attacked personally.
They definitely feel attacked.
That got to do with the podcast.
That, I got a whole book. But I did from the book. Ooh. from that feed, I did get some good feedback, even though I got a book from one of my friends, and I was like, boy, get your okay. Anyway,
that you hate criticism.
We got feedback on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We got feedback on we got an email. Text. I got,
we
some
got an email.
Some calls, huh?
I said, no, we got an email.
We did get an email, girl. Somebody listened to the end.
Shout out to you.
And so I was pleased. We just got a lot more engagement.
That's good.
Than we have. So, yeah, you know. That's good. A lot of motherfuckers out here trying to save.
It's not in vain.
A lot of motherfuckers out here trying to save face.
I was like, she must be talking about me.
Right. I got the indirect text messages. I got those. And I wanted to be like, boo, boo. You ain't my friend for real anyway.
But you were talking about somebody specific, I realized.
I was talking about a lot of somebody.
But the one in particular I knew, I realized after the fact.
Oh, of course. Of course, you know, because I'm going to tell you. I tell you everything.
And I was like, it kind of sounded like she talking about me in the podcast because of the way I responded about the post in the social media post. When I was like, I'm not going to repost.
Yeah, but you're crazy tail self. I don't pay attention to you. You are.
Yeah, I know. But to like the people who don't know, I was like, it might kind of sound like she talking to me. But she not.
But you being just like them other people.
But I know you're not talking to me.
I know, but you're being right. But right now, like, the name of this episode is Guilty.
I just want to say she wasn't talking about
Guilty.
Me. She wasn't talking about me.
Guilty. I mean, it speaks out.
It what?
Guilty speaks out.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that? You ever heard that saying?
A hit dog will holler.
Yeah, scream like a whip.
If the shoe fits.
I'm telling you. Ain't some of these folks wear the size 23. It's just very, very funny how, you know, and I mean, I was talking about scenarios. You know, it's funny. Actually, all the people they call me with the guilt, nothing about them. They was explaining away.
Right. I wasn't even thinking
about it. It's like, shit, can I have a moment? Can it be about me? I wouldn't even talk about your ass. Who is this? I deleted your number 3 years ago. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. I thought that was funny. But we did get some good feedback. The Facebook repost was like, it talked about the prayer. Mm-hmm. And if people really do pray. So as long as that resonates with somebody. I know I'm always in somebody's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited.
Even you don't want everybody to pray for you.
Why?
You know.
I want everybody to pray for me, not against me.
No, of course not pray against you, but I mean, everybody prayers ain't reaching the.
There you go again. See? This why I can't talk to you. This why I can't. I'm in a vulnerable state
people
right now.
People's prayers are not passing the ceiling. Okay.
That's hilarious. But I'm such a heathen. I'm like, wait, is that my prayer?
I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
I'm just kidding. All prayers and positive energy is you know, welcomed.
That felt like a direct attack on your spirit.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because you took a deep breath after that. Like, ooh. Like, oh shit, that came out. I mean to say that. All right.
Want to ask me how I'm doing? No?
Never.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
You know what? I thought about it. And I was like, people really want to know how you're doing. Somebody asked about you. Mm-hmm. They definitely asked, but I showed it to you. So, yeah.
I mean, what? You showed me what?
The text. I think you was a little tight in the ass, so you didn't.
Okay. I don't remember that.
I don't remember when I showed it to you, but I know I showed it to you. The text.
Based off the podcast?
Yeah, it's about you getting bit by the dog.
Oh. That's not a... Okay. That was a joke. That wasn't a check-in.
But they asked about you.
Okay.
So tell us your business, Wick.
You ain't got no business.
Okay. So, how are ya? No, what's up for real?
I'm all right. I'm tired.
What are you tired of?
Life.
Life?
Yeah. I think I have adulting fatigue.
Well, we all got that.
I'm tired of being an adult and making decisions.
The crazy part about it is ain't no pill. I asked. Give me.
They say give it to me.
Because I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I want it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely need a booster. Adult booster.
Give me the infusion. Give me the shot. Give me the shot, doctor. I want it. Can you imagine if it was an infusion for adulting?
Just give me a better decision shot. Better decision making shot. A shot to make better decisions. Because what the fuck?
What happened? You out here wilding? What?
I mean, I think I used to be, and now it's catching up to me, and it's pissing me off. I'm pissing me off. Young me is pissing me off today.
Why?
Decisions I made in my 20s are like,
hey, remember me? Remember when you decided this?
That was stupid.
Mm.
Yeah. Then you got to deal with them later. That's a scam.
Life is a scam.
That's a scam, yeah.
Life, adulting, scam. Biggest scam.
Yeah.
Biggest scam in the USA, adulting.
For sure.
And why start so fast? I think you should be an adult. You should be an adult till you're 50.
I know a few.
No, because I already know. Stop it. First of all, you know people?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
A couple.
Give me a rough estimate.
I know a couple people.
4, 5. Can I use my whole hand?
Probably not.
For the amount?
Probably not. I mean, that I know or that I talk to. I know a lot of people.
I'll be trying to find out. You heard it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, they gonna hear it too. Let me tell you.
Oh no. Oh no.
It's all right.
Oh, Georgie.
Oh. Oh, Georgie.
Sidebar. Have y'all
TVT.
Okay. We need
look,
to
write. Can't wait to talk about
that because it's my favorite thing to do. I cannot.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah, like you were saying.
Yeah, other than that, I'm all right. I'm just tired.
Just tired
of adulting.
Just to be in the know.
Life is life.
Why don't you wait till you're 50?
I can't.
Hey.
Who's going to take care of me?
Nobody, but wait exactly. Till you're 50.
My only child, got no siblings or nothing.
I told you that every time you be looking at me and my sisters and all of them and all of us be family, I be like, boom, see?
And I be like, yeah, I'm all right.
And you frown up.
And I be like, I'm okay.
Until you can use an extra
Two, three hundred. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got.
Okay, nobody sent me shit. It's just me.
Yeah, I hit them all.
That's
up.
That's rough.
I hit them all up. It'd be like a domino effect. She gonna call you. She gonna call you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
She's gonna call you in about 20 minutes. Right. Okay?
Yes, I am. Cause help, I'm the baby. I'm just the sweet little baby. Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
You the baby and the oldest.
Yep.
You got to be immature and grown up at the same time.
At the same time. Talking to myself. Yep.
Okay. Talking to yourself.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And throw a fit and beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, all the time.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Yep.
I really wanted a brother.
Well.
I got brothers in law. In law.
You have males in your life.
Yeah, but I wanted a brother specifically. I have brother-in-laws now, but
mm-hmm.
when I was younger, I wanted a brother.
Try to get that campaign going.
For a brother?
Mm-mm. Calling men males. The way they call us females. You got males?
Males some unstable creatures.
Crazy males out here.
Oh, that's good. So this is a segment where you usually this is the part of the show where we breathe heavily and then I look over at you and you like, how's treatment?
Yeah, how's treatment? Well, you talked about that already. You talked how you were rotisserie chicken cooking. You said right before you.
Yeah, but I wasn't finished.
Oh.
I got in depth. I got insight. Okay. I got stuff to
What's
talk.
Going on with treatment?
You know, a lot of symptoms, a lot of signs. Had some diarrhea. Yeah. Yeah. No warning to that diarrhea either. Usually you get a little warning. My stomach bubble, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
I mean, you know. You didn't. You made it to the bathroom, though.
I mean, I made it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a little bit of warning. You know, something was coming.
Oh, boy.
You wasn't sure what was coming, oh, but you knew something was coming.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You ever been scared to see what's going to come out?
No.
I was like, oh, not out of that hole.
No.
Help. You ever beg for your life on the toilet? Please! Please! Help! Don't release like this! Let me move on from that. Cause I know,
please.
I know how you don't like to talk about bodily function.
Absolutely
normal,
not.
Normal human being.
None of my business.
Human being, bodily functions.
See, even guys are like, girl.
Don't put C-Mic in this.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
Today.
Don't put C-Mic in this. Yeah, but basically, it's a little stressful. Just a symptom. My legs started hurting. Cramping. I got the cramping. They said that. They gave it to me in the pamphlet. They gave it to me in the brochure. They said cramping. So I ain't getting none of that. Last night, my butt muscle, from my thigh to mm-hmm. my butt muscle,
mm-hmm.
I had that, what you got, sleep paralysis?
Mm.
Along with it. I was so scared.
So you couldn't move?
Couldn't move. And then when I, and then about 30 minutes later when I finally could, I jumped out the bed because I had to pee-pee. And, mm-hmm. I tell you, my legs folded. My knees folded.
Not yet.
Like the scarecrow in the Wiz. Folded.
You didn't even see the Wiz. How you know he folded?
That's neither here nor there. What I'm saying.
Wizard of Oz is your reference.
I've never seen The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
You're Judge Kenneth.
Anyway.
I'm tired of all y'all.
No symptoms.
Let me take this moment to say, nobody else. I'm tired of all y'all. Include the one to my left. I'm sick of it. Can this be about me?
I'm definitely on your right.
Left, right. I don't give a damn. I don't. You know where you at. Good. It's a good thing you know where you
another
at.
Another symptom. Not knowing your left from your right. Great. Chemo kicking your ass, ain't it?
It's going to kick yours a little bit. You about to be on Google. You about to be on the Google as the first woman to have her ass kicked by chemo without taking it. Mm. Now, yeah, my thigh, it was hurting. People, this is what the podcast is about. My journey as a cancer patient.
Yeah, absolutely.
And going through treatment. So it's important that we talk about this. And I'm trying to, somebody gonna listen to this and get inspired about it. They're like, you can still laugh even though you got diarrhea, muscle cramps, stomach aches, pains, all that stuff that they be reading the side effects off on the commercials. You got all of that and you can still, I want to say thrive. Am I thriving?
You're thriving.
Ooh, child, the good tool.
You're thriving.
Anyway, so I was thinking about, you know, stuff that ain't so bad about chemo.
Okay.
I made a list.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love a list.
Mm-hmm. We love lists.
Yes, I do. This. Okay. 5 things about chemo I ain't mad at when, I can eat folks cooking when it's nasty because I can't taste it. One thing about it, somebody gonna offer you some nasty food in LA.
Oh, for sure.
They gonna offer you some nasty food, and you know what? Now I could just accept it with grace. You know what? Give me that. Give me that, ma'am.
That's a blessing.
And I can say, and when they ask, how is it taste? Unremarkable.
Taste how it tastes.
Unremarkable. How it tastes to you? How about you tell me how it tastes? You tell me and then I'll tell you back. You think it's good? I think it's good. We think it's good. So, number 2. I can fall asleep when folks talking that bullshit. Mid conversation. Somebody was talking to me the other day. I was like, you know what?
Like, you know Keisha going through chemo.
Yes. Yes.
She don't mean no harm. She going through it right now.
And they just try to pet, wake up. Don't wake me up for none of that bullshit you're talking about. Let me sleep. Mm-hmm. Let me sleep.
That makes sense.
That's what they say. They huggy her rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of you.
Okay.
Number 3. I wasn't going and you ain't coming. Quit inviting me places. I'm not going.
You ain't going anyway. Chemo.
Exactly. Stop it. You ain't going here. You ain't going. My immune system is compromised. I don't want to go. I get out. I get the fresh air. I get to walk. I walk Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
I do little stuff. I do stuff, but I don't. Yeah. And you ain't coming over here. Stop asking.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people. I want to drop some. I want to mail some. No.
You know the way my chemo's hit right now.
Right. I said my immune system is compromised. The compromise is you. You the compromise. No. Send the money.
From far.
From over there. Stay over there.
So many avenues. Zelle, Cash App.
Yeah, so many apps. It's so many ways. It's so many. Stop trying to get to my house and I ain't coming to yours. I ain't going no picnic. No, I don't want to see nobody take no little first day preschool pictures. No.
What?
Yeah. You coming over here to see him off on a pic? First of all, I don't care about your ugly baby.
Somebody going to be mad because that sounds specific.
All my friends who got ugly babies know. Leave me alone. Again, I ain't going and you ain't coming. I don't have nothing but time. I ain't got nothing but time. I sit in the chair. I sit in the little chair while I'm getting my little treatment. Got a lot of time on my hands. My special is gonna be so special. Mm. Like, write that thing.
You writing jokes?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm writing jokes.
Okay.
Of course. What else?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
What else am I doing? What else should I be doing?
Resting your body.
It don't take.
And watching TV.
I do all that. I ain't got never but time to sit around and write as I observe all the stupid shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing but time. So, that's a blessing. Before my life, you know, it was chaotic. It was spiraling. Now I just get to sit back and reflect on how just, it's a, man, what a life. Wow. And, bye. I ain't got a shade. No hair on my arms, my legs. My head, and my McGriddle. Ain't no hair on my little Laffy Taffy. Clean. baby butt clean.
That's nice.
I'm out here like I just came out the womb.
Okay. Slip right out.
Okay. Very, very low maintenance. Huh? Very low maintenance. I ain't gotta pay, for them $400-$500 hairdos.
Man.
Just. And I get to keep my eyebrows. So, you know, that's what made me sexy in the first place.
Oh, okay.
In my heart.
Your heart made you sexy?
Yes.
Hmm.
How kind I am.
Right.
Have I not?
I'm agreeing.
BTS.
I am agreeing with
BTS, because if it's something you want to say to me,
you are a kind individual.
Why you sound nervous when you say that?
Got distracted.
Why would you be distracted when you giving me my flowers? What that mean?
You are kind. You're very sweet.
And that's the list.
Okay.
That's the list. Moving on.
Turning your lemons into lemonade.
Turn my lemon. And that's in honor of my sweet baby girl cousin, Beyonce, in honor of her Cowboy Carter tour. Lemons into lemonado. Even though this is the Cowboy Carter tour, I think we should go back to her best album.
Which is what?
Lemonade.
You think that's Beyonce's best album?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a Rihanna fan, just to be honest. Okay. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I think
a lot of people would agree with you, though, probably.
Good. Then I'm right.
They love hearing about getting cheated on.
Ooh, child. Don't eat. Mm-hmm. I can't wait until I am fully healed so I can talk. Ooh, I want to talk bad about people.
Oh my God.
I want to express my true feelings.
You do that anyway, Keetra.
I cannot wait until the Lord releases me of this burden so I can be free to be a fucking heathen.
At least, speaking of getting cheated on, let's get into poster delete.
Oh, okay. Come on, say it. That's what you call a segue.
So this poster delete segment is where we talk about the trending topics online that's blowing up the internet. Got people going crazy. And the first one I want to talk about is ironing your husband's clothes so he can go see his side chick. Would you do it?
Yeah, I'd do it.
I knew you was going to say that.
Yes.
So yeah. Quick setup. Dear Future, yeah. You know, are you familiar with the Dear Future Wifey podcast?
Vaguely.
So he's single, the host of the podcast, and I guess his mission is to find his wife. So he talks to a lot of married couples and stuff like that. And one in particular, of course, they're a Christian couple.
It's about 62 of them niggas on TikTok.
They all over the place.
Did I say the N-word? Beep!
I'm not bleeping it out. And one lady came up there saying that she was ironing her husband's clothes to go, so he can go see his side chick.
At least she know. At least she know. At least... It look, it's a lot of women out here getting cheated on. Listen.
You ain't gotta participate, listen, though. Like, what?
Let me tell you something. Mm. So many chicks that iron they man clothes to go over his side chick house.
That's a
and
fact.
Didn't even know.
That is
they
a fact.
They didn't even know. They didn't have picked up the dry cleaner and they chick the drove them to the side of, to the house.
Okay, but let her tell her. He was telling her how bad he didn't want to be with her. She said, that's okay. I'm going to iron your shirt anyway, baby, because one day you going to love me. One day we going to have a good... one day we going to have a good marriage one day, okay?
Okay, how old is this woman?
I don't know how older. She's an older lady. I think he's a... I actually think he's a pastor. And they run a church or whatever, and she's the first lady. I think.
Oh, they. Oh, what is that generation? Baby boomers.
Is that X?
Gen no. X. One of them
before us. I think that's Gen X.
I think it's the boomers. Oops.
No, the boomers are old.
No, it's.
We have
the ones
internet.
Right before
on,
millennials is baby boomers.
Gen X. 1960s to the 80s. Yeah, Gen X.
Oh. Ooh, the foolish.
Oh, definitely Gen X, yeah.
Crazy town people. Mm-hmm. Baby. Yeah. They
put up with, it, with whatever.
Whatever. And before them, too.
Whatever.
And before them, too.
Yeah, because they needed a man. She said, I'm going to keep mine. Well,
bam. You can
man.
Walk, ma'am. You can walk outside and be free. We can vote now, ma'am.
Irregardless,
ma'am.
We gonna be together,
ma'am. If he does snatch your soul, just blink twice.
This is a quote, though. She said, "No matter how many, because you know, power in life is in the tongue." So it don't matter how many times he told me he hated me, I wasn't worth nothing. He could stand me, I was a piece of shit. I said, you know what? You gonna love me one day. Cause I'm talking to God. I ain't listening to you. Girl.
He put poison in
again.
Her
food. You ain't talking to God. You talk to your
he
damn
voodoo,
self.
He voodooed her.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
It's got to be voodoo. Whitney, when I start healing,
mm-hmm.
when I get completely healed,
mm-hmm.
I have some choice words about that.
About who?
That lady.
Oh, but not today.
Nah, I won't call.
But
her.
It's in your heart. Do yeah, it matter if you say it out loud or
yeah,
not? It's
but
in your heart.
Only me and the Lord know that. Only me. And I'm going to pray it away.
Mm. So granted, delete that mentality, ladies. Get that shit out of here.
You just going to go with delete?
Delete. That. Yes. Absolutely delete.
You just, yeah. Okay. I agree. Very, very much so.
Okay, another trending topic that's been going on, still on the topic of dating, because that's all everybody want to talk about. Spending $10,000 on a dating coach.
Good, she could get me $2,500.
I was going to say, as somebody who I've seen it in person, people come to you for dating advice, would you spend $10,000 on a dating coach?
I'm sorry. Who have you seen in person?
Come to you for dating advice?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna say no names.
People do ask me for dating mm-hmm. advice. A lot of people ask me for dating advice. Would I personally?
Stupid.
No, I'm very bad at dating.
You think so?
Absolutely. I'm very bad at dating.
So in that case,
because hold on, let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because I know if I like you or not. So I haven't done much dating because I'm like, I'm about to waste your time. You about to waste mine. I don't like you. It's a bit. I'm very, hey, I like you or I don't.
Okay. Do you date with intention though?
Girl, I'm free out here.
Okay. Were you dating with intention? Girl, I'm free. Like, is there a purpose of you dating? Because in this case, her purpose is to get married. Well, her purpose was to get married.
Girl, stay single. Keep your stuff. I hope you got some stuff.
A lot of people want to get married.
For what?
Not to be alone.
This is string nigga alone season.
And that's why I don't understand why people come to you for dating advice.
This is make it wait season. What? Like, what do we? This is what I don't understand. Honestly, the biggest thing in dating for me. A couple of things. No, and this is like serious. I mean, I'm no expert in anything.
Mm-hmm.
But self-love is like one of the biggest things. Mm-hmm. Self-love, self-respect, and confidence. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe those things, that separates girls from women and men from boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly. Because if you know what you want, if you're dating with the intention to marry,
mm-hmm.
I think you can tell right off. Like, I think most people compromise on that.
Yeah, which is where the coach comes in, right?
Yeah, but the biggest thing, and when I sit through conversations with my friends or whoever's telling me about their dating life, the biggest thing is chemo brain hit. Ooh. Just that quick.
Whoa.
I forgot
where you was going.
I promise. I just had a thought. I hope we keep talking and it comes back.
So are you familiar with who the dating coach Anwar is? He does a lot of stuff on social media. He's a black guy.
Yeah, I've seen him.
So he's the dating coach that she used. And I will say, I mean, according to him, he's very successful at getting his clients what they want. Most of them want to get married. He says he has like an engagement every few months. Like, most of his clients are successful at what their purpose is coming to him. So in that case, it's like, if you're bad at dating, which I think a lot of people are, and I think a lot of women, honestly, are bad at dating, maybe a coach would help.
Ah, I got my thought back. It came. Thank you. For real, I lose my thoughts. I'll be like, you cannot be afraid to be alone.
That's a fact. I think that's one of his, he doesn't say it that way, but basically he's like, move along. If it's not him, if he's not saying what you want to hear, that you need to hear, move on to the next.
Yeah, I think that's a very universal thing. And I think people struggle with that so bad. And that's why people end up compromising and not getting what they want. Amber, do you want to partner with me?
A lot of stuff he says makes a lot of sense to me.
We might be on the same page when it comes to that. I think a lot of people compromise because they're afraid of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think $10,000.
That's a lot. But if you got it.
I mean, no, if you, I mean, yeah.
Shout out to him.
But I think, are you paying for social skills? Are you paying for? I think you just what I don't know the space in where, you know, if you're an adult you get to 25, 30, 35, and you're not like being sure, you're doubting yourself or your worth, or you don't have any reassurance for yourself.
I mean, I kind of look at it in the same way as like paying for a therapist. All right. This is somebody.
Therapists are not $10,000.
No, of course they're not. And he doesn't have to be $10,000, but he feels like he's worth that much. I think she spent up to $10,000 working with him, right? Like, he has a rate, and you continue to work with him, you're going to continue to pay that rate. But the same with a therapist, like, if you sit down and just talk to yourself in that way, you might be able to come to these same conclusions, but you might need somebody in front of you to walk you through it, help you through it, kind of hold your hand, reassure you, keep certain things at the front of your mind while you're going through life or the experiences or whatever you're doing. I think the same thing with the dating coach. And when it's coming from a man, like a man's perspective, and if you're looking for a man, then it could be helpful. And again, I think women sort of relinquish their power when they're dating. And kind of leave it up to the man to lead. And if he ain't trying to take you nowhere, especially where you're trying to go.
Right.
You're just going to be sitting there waiting for
right.
him.
There are a lot of things that I think, and usually, probably mid-30s. Below, over 30, because, you know, women be biological clock be ticking and everybody think they got to do a thing about a certain time. I just feel like it's 2025. Mm-hmm. All of those things should go out the window.
All of what things?
The traditional, like, oh, you got to be married by this time. You got to have this many kids. You got to do this timeline. Like,
but it's important to a lot of people still. And I think it's in 2025. It's even the separation between men and women, and that being important, is like the separation is wider. You know what I'm saying? Men are not looking to get married the way that they used to.
Women are not looking to.
They're not, but it's still much more important to women than it is to men. For those who it is important to, they have even a smaller group to pick from when it comes to men who are also looking to get married.
Yeah, again, and this is not a dating podcast, so that goes back to not being afraid to be alone, because in 2025 you can still have children on your own. You can.
But all of that is expensive. Right. Having a child alone is expensive.
Yeah, but if you're financially stable.
Sure.
I believe, I'm a Black woman. Mm-hmm. More of us are becoming financially stable on our own. So, I don't know.
Mean you want to raise a child by yourself.
That's fair. Do what you do, but, you know?
So, no to the $10,000 on the dating coach. Delete that.
Delete it.
I'm for it. If you got it, and you seriously,
yeah, mics were hot.
At the end of it, at the end of the podcast, you play with mic volume.
It's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we are 46 minutes in.
Oh, we were hot though.
We've been hot for 46 minutes.
Fuck. I thought. What else?
I say, if you got the $10,000, pay for the dating coach. If you want to get married and you got it, then do that.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree, but I still think. I think a lot of things people are looking for reassurance on. People are looking to be affirmed on. That comes with your toolbox of dating in life in general. But also, that comes from within you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are inside things. Your instincts are going to tell you these things that you're looking for outside validation for.
And a lot of people need help with tapping into that.
I'd do it for $2,500 and some Louis shades.
I had something else, but that's it for the poster delete segment.
What is it?
The blackout in Europe, but it's fine. We only got like 10 minutes left. Let's go.
Well, now that you mentioned it.
Mm-mm, I don't want to talk about it. Come on, let's get in TVT.
First of all, don't.
Let's get into TVT.
Don't say my segment like that.
Love on the Spectrum.
Are we going to revisit Love on the Spectrum?
We can.
Oh my God. I can't get it out of my head.
Georgie.
Oh, Georgie. What's Connor?
Connor, yeah.
Oh my God.
The star of the show.
It's my favorite. Hey, y'all. Let's get into TVT.
Oh, we need some like little theme musics.
I told you to plug some sounds up into the thing.
Shut your put some sounds on the thing.
Now we can choose violence or we can do this peaceable. Put some sounds in the board so next week when the people come back, if they come back, we might lose them because you wants to gossip about $10,000 and a therapist. And
I
people.
Sure did.
It's not our
so
business.
So now you want to talk about TV. We can talk about
it's
TV.
Not our business.
You want to talk about Connor so bad. Nah, I love Connor. Connor's hilarious.
My whole thing is I'm out here young and in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really sound like an old black woman?
Like your voice or like the things that you say?
My voice?
No.
Somebody tell us something. I was going to call you the other day to do this part of a black grandma. Hello, bitch.
No.
Wait, delete
like
that. Like timestamp that.
My God.
Delete that. No one said that strong.
Bitch?
You know, people. Yeah, but people.
People bitches.
Somebody call and ask me. Hey, I was going to call you the other day. I was going to get you to do that. This part in my play. Of a black grandma. Oh, she was on the phone.
In a play?
Yeah. A one-day, one-man show.
Oh, okay.
I was like, you better slow me down.
I mean, I guess if you did, like, voiceover, you could do it. I'm not saying, like, your...
You better slow me down.
I'm not saying, like, your voice sounds like an old grandma, but I can see that you could do that. You know what I mean?
No, I'm like, hello, why would you think of me?
Just because you're Southern.
Okay.
Everybody grandma Southern for some reason.
Right. My grandma from Memphis.
Uh-huh.
I tell people, I be about my grandma from Tougaloo, Mississippi. Mm. Be like, oh, I don't give a damn. Like, what? Stop trying to relate stuff to me. I don't care.
All right, keep your TVT because I'm fading away.
Why? This is about get your energy up.
I told you I was tired at the beginning of the podcast an hour ago.
And the bag gang gang. You should always be ready in the bag gang gang.
Mm-hmm.
All right, TVT. Love on the Spectrum. That's gotta be like one of my top shows in 2025.
And you ain't want to watch it.
Season 2.
That was 3.
Season 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I watched season 2 though. Did we watch season 2?
You
I think we tried to get into
to
it. I think we tried to get into it, and
I
then
told
it was,
you about it a long time ago.
This, hey, look, this season got me.
This is the best season for sure.
Yeah,
all then, because of Connor.
All because of Connor. Well, no, because old girl.
I don't remember nobody else's name.
Old girl and a cowboy.
Oh my God! Is that Madison?
Madison.
Jesus,
see? You're so good with names. Like, you are so, like, you have a gift.
Madison said, ain't no going back, baby.
The way.
I'm in this thing.
The way he was tonguing her down to her socks in front of her.
Who
dad.
Taught him to do that?
He said he had other. He said, well, I've had other ladies, but none quite like you.
He could definitely be out here passing.
Stop, because I was about to be like, for what, normal? And then I see how you tricked my mind into saying it out loud. I'm not gonna hold
you. You asked me, they are more normal than we are.
Honestly.
Like, they do things correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. Honesty. Just
for real.
Honesty. Filters. No, just like.
They don't take offense to you being honest with them. They just take stuff in stride. Okay.
I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, it's some part of the brain that allows, like, your logic to kick in.
One that we do not have. Most people do not have. They cannot take somebody being
completely honest. Yeah.
I mean, even if they say they can take it, it's still, you're going to get upset or offended or whatever the fuck.
That's where the phrase no hard feelings come from. No hard feelings.
Feelings hard. Look.
Fort tough. Yeah, Fort tough feelings.
Feelings on brick. Yeah. Brick tough. For real.
Yeah, I love Love on the Spectrum. That's like, hey, if y'all ain't watching it, the Karen Reed trial. Can you break the Karen Reed trial? You do break it.
We did before, didn't we? In the last episode? When we talked
not
about
the last
Karen
episode.
Reed?
I don't.
Maybe the one before?
Yeah, well, y'all should have been listening anyway.
You want to do a real quick.
You do it. You do it so Karen much Reed better is... than me. Don't get up there like you said an Easter speech Karen that somebody is... forced you to do. Yeah. Say the stuff.
Karen Reed is on trial for killing her ex-boyfriend, allegedly, with her car. They're claiming that she hit him with a car. But there seems to be no evidence of that. And her defense is that she was framed by the people of Canton and the police department of Canton.
And I believe it.
Which is wild.
Polaroid frame.
It's absolutely looking that way. It looked that way last time, the last trial, but...
Picasso framed.
Here we are. So Jen McKay was back on the stand.
Can I... I'll reserve it for when this moment has passed in my life.
See? No. Say it.
I just feel like I...
Somebody said Jen McKay got a new attitude, new teeth, and new hair.
And what they said is true. They said it's true.
She was on that stand high as hell.
She done came up there with that shark tooth bottom jawline. She out here looking like a Florida gator. She is the antithesis of lying through your teeth. Bam!
You have to go see Bam. What Jen McCabe looks like.
And lie through your teeth was a person.
And how she talks.
They gonna put her picture in the dictionary.
Lie through your teeth?
Lie through your teeth.
Her on the stand.
Wikipedia, bam! Man.
Is perjury not a thing anymore? Do you just get to go on stand and just lie and don't nobody say nothing?
Baby, apparently in Canton, that... None
was it Massachusetts? Canton, Massachusetts?
Yeah. Don't hack.
Boston.
Yeah. Hack where they park the cars. Park the cars at
the harbor yard. Yeah.
Man, it's wild in Canton.
They got
a white male policeman can get murdered and
crazy.
I don't stand a chance. You know something I thought about too?
When they went out there and found, because Jen McCabe is the one who called 911 when they found him on the lawn of another police officer. But at no point did they say, hey, he's a police officer, by the way. Like, this should be code red. Because that's usually the first thing. If an officer is injured, whether he's on duty or not, and y'all know that he's a police officer, that's the first thing they tell the police.
Not code blue. It would make more sense if it was code blue.
I just mean like it's like it's an emergency on top of an emergency because he's one of y'all.
Hey, I'm thinking about the subtle intricacies.
I hear you.
Firefighter should be code red.
Okay, Kendra, officer, you know what I meant.
Okay, and I'll see.
You know what I mean.
I was trying to get some shit off. Come on, man. You could have gave me that.
As
give me a little giggle. No, seriously. Listen. Collusion.
Yeah, man.
My boy AJ said collusion.
AJ is Alan Jackson, Karen Reed's lawyer.
Masterful.
You think masterful. So?
Baby, he be digging their ass out like a mummy in a tomb.
No, I think he's great at his job. I also think the jury is also from Canton, and he's not. So you coming out there looking like you attacking their community members. That might not go over well with the jury.
But he got Vanetti sitting up there.
And Vanetti ain't said a damn thing.
He coming back. He gonna question the easy people.
He probably should be questioning the community members.
No, he ain't got that Zaza like.
You don't need the Zaza. That's the problem. He got it like Alan. He got look, too much Zaza.
Look, let me tell you something. The reason you remember these people, who's the prosecutor? Who's the new prosecutor?
Brennan. See, I know because I'm watching though.
It's hot.
You.
Boo. 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 Boo that man. Boring as he feels like church.
Yeah, but I mean
he feels not very as sacrilegious.
He is boring, but he's not as long-winded as the guy from the Lally from the last trial. He makes his points and he moves on. He doesn't spend a lot of time. He asks his questions and he's done. Like, they're already, like, his redirect was probably a couple minutes. Lally would have spent another 2 hours up there trying to disprove everything Alan Jackson was saying.
I think that man, no, he ain't got no points. Really?
You know, he don't have to do much.
Yeah. Because I ain't nothing to do. They
no,
did. Because I ain't nothing to do because they did.
But all that stuff that happened on last trial and. Guess what? We back again. Because they wasn't messing with
Karen
Reed.
Yeah, but okay,
like
let's move. The reason why we talking about this, because talk about the text messages.
You see.
Talk about the text messages.
This is your segment.
Oh, TVT? But no, yeah. What? Because you told me, and I want to make it clear. So new evidence has come up. And
they were going through Jen McCabe's text messages. She's in a group chat with her husband.
Who is one of the accomplices in the murder.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Who? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, she was in a group text with her husband, Brian Albert, and his wife, who is her sister. So, her brother-in-law, who is also a police officer who owns the home where they found John O'Keefe's body.
And not Jen trying to step. It was more so on the line next door. Ma'am.
So they found these new text messages because apparently the FBI were investigating the case as well to see how the Canton police investigated it. And they found text messages of them saying, you know, hey, make sure you tell him that the guy never came into the house, all the while saying that John was their friend and they loved him. But they referred to him as the guy in the text message. Make sure you tell him the guy never came in the house. And talking about Karen Reed specifically, if she pleads out, this will all be over. But if she fights, it's going to be an episode. And we in the episode because she said, I ain't pleading shit.
Karen said, I got the money to fight the case.
And she fighting.
Karen said,
but they expected her to just plead out, obviously.
Karen said, "Daddy, settle some home in France. I'm going home. Because I'm going home."
I wouldn't be surprised. They ain't never been to France. They seem like them type of people. America, America, America.
America, America. They do. That courtroom would be.
Got money and ain't been nowhere.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I bet she's a professor. She's traveled abroad. She sounds like she wants to have, she seems like she wants, likes to have stimulating conversations.
That's why they don't like her.
At their summer home. Right.
Exactly why they don't like her.
They be like, formidable. What the fuck that mean, bitch?
Bitch. We just talk about that. People getting offended because you said something they don't understand. Like, read.
What's our new tagline?
What?
All struggle, no structure.
All struggle, no structure. That came out of nowhere.
All struggle. No, that, because baby, it's all struggle, no structure.
What else happened in the Karen Reed trial? Oh, they found, well, it's hard because it's like, it would have to give like full context for people to even understand what we talking about with the trial. Like, if you ain't watched the trial, this don't mean nothing.
Yo, well, skip this part.
Mm.
Skip this part. Say that real quick.
What?
The other thing.
Oh, yeah, because when Karen went, John O'Keefe didn't come home, so Karen Reed wanted to go and look for him. And when she called Jim and Cabe and another woman to go help her look for John.
The one that's going to sink them all. She going to sink the whole ship.
Who, Karen?
No.
Oh, Carrie. You think Carrie?
Carrie. Baby girl. Carrie going to sink the whole ship. Y'all got to watch it. It's like a soap. It's like a real life soap opera.
It really is. It's just watching a trial. It's a lot to sift through. It's easier to watch like recaps and stuff like that. It's, but again, you have to understand the context of the situation to really get what's going on. Because it's crazy.
It's like Beyond the Gates, but it's really a gate.
Beyond the Gates lost me. It lost me. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, green screen Beyond the Gates. The WNBA is back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the WNBA is back. I couldn't be more excited. I'm going to some games.
I want to see the Sparks play this year.
Absolutely.
For sure. And Aces.
I want to see all 13 of the team.
Dallas. I want to see Dallas. I want to see Fever.
Even the Valkyries. Hey, I watched the Fever game. Caitlin Clark ain't playing.
Mm-hmm. Who are they playing?
The Mystics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They won, but it
wasn't pretty.
Yo, it was really close.
Yeah, but who did the Mystic draft?
Oh, they drafted Kiki Arifin.
That's who I'm thinking about.
Georgia Amore, who is injured. She tore her ACL.
Damn.
They got Citron, Sonya Citron from Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see, yeah, Notre Dame, and if I say it's Notre, it's Notre.
Iowa.
Notre
say
Dame,
Iowa,
but it's teacher. Notre Dame.
Say
it's
Iowa.
Dame.
Say Iowa for the people one time.
And they also they have a bunch of rookies. Yeah,
who, Mystics?
Thought, yeah, they. I think they. Ooh, yeah, they got a lot of rookies.
But they got Aaliyah Edwards, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got Aaliyah.
They got a young team.
They got a, oh my God, I forgot the tall. Yeah, they have a really young team. Really good chance to make the roster.
WNBA is really competitive, though.
Yeah, it is. It's only 152 or 156 spots.
Yeah, it's really competitive. So I'm not surprised that stuff is close. Ain't too many. That Aces Dallas was a blowout, but other than that,
that shouldn't have been that
it
one either.
Blowouts.
I'm like, well, yeah, finding the chemistry, watching the preseason,
yeah.
When you didn't pay top dollar for all the best players, Dallas should not lose no game.
It's funny though, because I think last season, with so many more eyes on the WNBA than before, I think it was kind of like, it's like, damn, the rookies, they came in ready. Like, they playing hard, they playing well, they not playing like rookies, they playing like they've been playing. But then to come back this season, it's the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not uncommon in the WNBA to see the rookies come in and play really well.
Yeah, it's,
and I think that's dope,
man. But they already cut a star rookie, or somebody they drafted, Cheyenne Sellers from Maryland.
It's competitive.
The,
like, that
Valkyries already cut. She ain't even get to touch the court.
They's like, we don't need it.
little Cheyenne. That's what the coach said when we was looking at the chemistry. She ain't fit. Yeah. I was like, dang. They said, we don't need no more stars.
Chicago cut like 3 players. I forgot who they were, but they cut like 3 players.
Chicago, my team. And
yeah.
But I'm glad they got Sloop back, though. So, because she's a veteran, a general, and she's still really good.
They needed a vet.
Yeah, so everybody got to listen to them.
They said Kennedy Carter about to go play for Mexico.
Yeah, she does play for Mexico. Oh, okay. Apparently. She already over there. Yeah. I'm going to say that's the best place for her.
What do you think about that? You think that's fair?
What?
Her not getting picked up.
Yeah.
By anybody. I think it's fair.
Yeah. A little funky ass attitude.
Yeah, I think it's fair too.
Yeah, a little funky ass attitude. That is life in general.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Let me stay my feet in the first party.
Go ahead.
That's life in general, man. Mm-hmm. You can be talented and still not successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the most talented people get, you know, but unfortunately, hers is like per her attitude.
Mm.
It's like, and it ain't like, man, she got drafted by the Dream.
Mm-hmm. It's been a few teams, yeah.
And she went to the Sparks. And then they gave it to Chicago. They're like, that's the Detroit Pistons of the 80s.
Who, Chicago?
the Sky. They like, rough somebody up. Go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Go to Chicago. They be ready to fight. Who do you think is the scrappiest team in the WNBA?
Probably Chicago. The scrappiest?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably Chicago.
I don't think so. I think it's gonna be the Wings this season.
Scrappy?
Yeah.
I think Angel is probably one of the scrappiest players in the league.
I don't know. I ain't seen Angel about to fight, though.
It ain't about to fight.
That's what I mean when I say scrappy. I'm not talking about scrappy like a scramble for stuff.
Like tough. Like she plays tough. She plays hard.
No, I mean, nah. I mean, thugs. I mean, just a team full of,
It's time to feast to get pissed at her and on arrival. She's a scrappy player.
I said a team full of thugs. A team full of thugs.
Just Chicago.
Just some pretty thugs. Angel and Kennedy was on the same. Ain't finna do nothing. Camila ain't finna do nothing.
I think Camila is.
I think it's gonna be the Wings.
Who's scrappy on the Wings?
Dejanay, Nalissa, Arike.
Oh, I don't see them as scrappy players.
You.
Dejanay, maybe, but she's small.
You see Nalissa?
I don't think she's Nalissa a scrappy player.
They get to it. Trust me, it's gonna be the Wings, and they got Paige.
Come on now, you taking it too far.
Paige probably gonna get to it. She
they
probably gonna. Get
I'm excited.
They got
I was about to say, I'm excited for it. It has started.
JJ Quirley, they got her. they gonna get to it.
Okay.
But what did you have to ask me?
It don't even matter no more. Time has gone. The moment has passed.
Anyway. Cheat.
That'd be Keetra's dating advice if she was your coach.
What?
Cheat. Just cheat, girl.
Shut up. You gotta stop it. You gotta stop it.
So what's this cheat?
Cheat is a UK show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I love a good British show.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing like, look.
This
ain't
is
nothing,
a reality show.
A reality show. Ain't nothing like deception with an accent. Gotta love it. Well, Cheat is the show. Or Cheat, it's like Decision Time. It's not a movie. It's a reality show. Just look up Cheat. It'll come up. Most of y'all cheaters anyway, so it'll probably just be on your homepage. Yes, these couples that want a second chance at their relationship because one of them cheated during their relationship. And it is it's a couple of people I want to talk about. The show, I think it's set in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cheat Unfinished Business. That's the name of the show. It's hosted by Timu Tyson Beckford and
oh, that was the host.
he's like his name is Paul Carrick Brunson. Paul Carrick Brunson. He's a dating coach.
Oh.
He's a relationship expert.
Me, he's single.
You know it. The best advice you get, the best people who,
the best dating advice you get is from people who are not in relationships. Is that what you're gonna say?
Single. Thank you. Take it away, Whit.
Don't tell me though about being in a relationship and you ain't got
so
one.
It's about six or seven couples.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, I want to just talk about two.
Because I haven't seen this.
You must watch. You must watch. I want to talk about three. I want to talk about three, actually. The first one I want to get into is this dude named Craig and this girl named Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Craig looked like old boy from with the lace front.
Girl.
Was it that lace front from the other show?
Are they bleak?
He bleak. The big dude from the last show.
What show, Keetra?
On Netflix. It's also the dating ultimatum. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't think of that. Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's rotisserie chicken over here.
Oh, JR. He looks like JR.
God, Craig looked just like... He got the
UK JR,
but his little braid shaved. It's his rear hair because he got it shaved all the way around, and his little bitty wee wee bud is on top in the middle.
Yeah,
JR just put his lace front to the back, baby. He said, "Look at my man unit."
Mm-hmm.
Craig ain't got no man unit. Anyway, Craig and Jazz are on the show. Because he wants another chance with Jazz. Ask me how. Apparently, Craig, he met Jazz at a petrol station, which is a gas station in the
petrol.
U.S. He met her and he saw her. She was beautiful. They spent a lot of time together. They instantly fell in love. He made a lot of sacrifices for her with his time. Whole time Craig had a baby mama, was living with his baby mama.
Oh, okay.
And Craig was in a whole relationship with his baby mama.
That's universal, huh?
I said, I say, dang, baby mama's come with a little accent then.
Mm-hmm. Every nation.
But every continent. Mm-hmm. Every continent got them. Listen, whole time in a relationship with her. Not only that, he told her, oh, I just live with her.
As so, she proceeded to be in a relationship with him?
But,
okay. Yeah,
until she found out otherwise. Mm.
Girl, she found out when he told her, I'm just living with her.
Girl. I said, you know what? Never mind.
Where is Anwar?
They got the Timo Tyson. I was like, wait, what? He was in a hole. I said, the way this man double dutch, the dexterity in that.
So I'm assuming he's out of that shared living space now that he's on TV trying to get back with his ex, right?
I hope so. I hope so. But what makes it even worse is another girl on the show that came with her guy. Biggs, apparently they were on Love Island UK.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, another girl and another guy, Biggs and Rebecca, that are on the show, they were on Love Island UK. And Biggs cheated on Rebecca. Rebecca's really pretty. And they came on the show because Biggs cheated on her. Now, during the show, they separate the couples in like two separate groups.
Mm-hmm.
So you're away from your mate. Mm-hmm. I think they like separated the cheaters from the innocent people or something like that.
Probably.
And anyway, Craig end up flirting with Rebecca. So he gaming the fuck out of Rebecca. He like gaming her up. Oh man, this is such a tough decision. I'm falling for you. I'm really cheeky. Like, and he in his confessional telling me something. Yeah, I didn't expect us to have this chemistry. I'm like, oh, wow, you trying to get back the lady you cheated on? That lady, wait.
So is this like the ultimatum without saying it's the ultimatum? Like, are they allowed to date the other?
Mm-mm.
No.
They supposed to be.
You just said, fuck it. Actually,
they supposed to be that affixed. I was like, what, Chris?
So what are they doing to fix it?
They going through, so they have this table called a reckoning, mm-hmm. right? And that's where you're supposed to confess everything you did and then come to grips on what you're working on and if the relationship is making progress.
Put it all on the table. Mm-hmm.
And then they're going through exercises to grow.
Okay.
And it's working for some man. This one chick, her boyfriend. Oh, you know what I like? My new phrase gonna be, I'm not fucking about.
Mm.
I want to get back with you. You know I'm not fucking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Is that good? His name's Sean. Sean and Tegan is his chick. And Sean over there, tap dancer. I'm talking about stuff. But Tegan broke it down. So you met a girl. You liked her. You talked to her. You got in a cab. You got drunk. You went home. You took off a club. He was like, and she was like, that's five chances you had, Sean. That's five chances you had to do right. And you want to come here and do right. I was like, damn, Tegan, when you put it that way.
Right.
She been calling on him the whole time. I'm like, man, so you just... I said, the ultimate get back is wasting both of y'all time.
Yeah, that's why she on the show.
She said, a vacation. A vacation to tell your ass, fuck you. Quite frankly, that's what I came here to do. That's the get back. She was like, I came on TV to tell you.
To tell you no.
Right.
Again. That's as she should.
Right. But everybody on look. And then, hold on, you know, who Craig that with, the British JR, Jazz, got mad at Tegan.
The British JR.
The friend JR. Jazz got bad.
JR said, "Now how I get it?"
Baby, you and Matt, you and Man Unit go to always. You and little Man Unit go to always be in it.
Get it.
I want to see his real hell.
That is his real hell. Leave that man alone.
No, it's not.
They used to say back, I bought it. It's mine.
Anyway, the girl, Jazz, who that with Craig, called Tegan a bitch because she wouldn't take Shelby. I was like, woo, if you was minding your own business, you would know right. Your man hitting on somebody else.
Worrying about the wrong thing. Worrying about the wrong thing.
Specifically, why I mind my business. Because if you minding somebody else, your business is getting unbusy. Mm-hmm. Your business is getting busy.
Mm-hmm. She over there ironing shirts.
For sure ironing shirts. That's so funny. That's so funny because Rebecca came in. He was trying to, Craig, he was trying to pick out a shirt to wear or whatever. And him and Jazz was sitting on the bed. He was like, I don't know what to wear. I don't know what to wear. And Jazz was like, you just gonna look good in anything. And Rebecca came in and she was like, you still not ready? And he's like, no, I don't know what. She was like, just wear the black one. You'll look good in anything. And just walked out.
Mm.
But then, whole time he, now look, he flirt with this girl. Him and her, they got a thing. Mm-hmm. They like, well, they done made a plan. We gonna tell them tonight. We gonna tell Biggs and we gonna tell Jazz tonight. Craig the conspirer whole time behind her back telling herself, you see her flirting with me, right? Like, she's so extra on me. You see how she's so extra on me, man? I told her to get off me.
Whole time he didn't say he fell in love.
I said, Craig, you got to stop lying on TV.
And that's why people paying $10,000 for a dating coach.
Ain't more than that. It's like, Craig, why you just don't leave people alone? Leave these people alone.
He want it all. He said, I deserve it all.
They gonna show it too, because you know reality producers messy.
Yeah, as hell.
They could wait. They were like, y'all got all the food. Don't leave nothing on the floor. Put it all in there. Especially if it's a black producer. They were like, and make sure you put him sniggling and giggling in there. That's one too many sniggles, one too many giggles. So the show, like, it's really good. And then there's one more couple. Headband Liam and Olivia. There's another haircut I hate. If you...
I gotta see what these people look like.
Look at Kung Fu Kid. He wear that headband. If you wear a headband with a suit, slap your mama.
He probably like anime.
Can't be. His hairline is fucked. That's what that means. His hairline is fucked. It's a comedian I know that does that. It's like, cut it off. Stop trying to save the middle. Cut it low. Stop putting that sweatband on that little puff that's receding to the back. Stop like it.
Derek White used to do.
Right. Like, you look ridiculous. But you guys, I'm going to wrap this segment up. TV, that's good for TVG. Oh, God. I can't get it together.
We have no main topic this week.
Yeah, the tagline is all struggle, no structure.
All struggle, no structure. A little bit of structure.
A little bit.
We had a couple segments.
Okay. Well, this was the segment episode.
Right.
We will hit y'all. We will be back next week to hit y'all with that real shit.
Oh, man.
This was some stuff we was talking about that we decided to tell y'all about. That's what it was. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be. I had a good time, though.
That's good. I'm glad. Glad you had a good time.
I mean, did you?
I'm just tired. I'm tired. Okay. Fading away.
You guys, don't forget to hit me up on social media, KETRALONG. Once we get on once we start recording on video, that'll be at a lower third. Just imagine a lower third with my at on it.
What's mine gonna say?
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Don't worry about it. At don't worry about it.
At don't worry about it. Don't even. They'll add it too. Just to see.
We're it's also probably getting, a handle.
We also get a text number. But per usual, you can email us at the post and delete podcast at gmail.com. That's POST, the letter N, DELETE, podcast.com.
At Gmail.
At Gmail.
Com.
Podcast at gmail.com. You know,
www.
Nobody never listened to this part anyway.
How do you know that?
Because I. Oh, somebody did. Yeah, the one person that sent us an email do. You do listen to this part. Hey, this has been the Post and Elite Podcast. We are grateful for our listeners. If you're tuning in, thank you for your encouragement and support. I'm Keetra Long.
And I'm with.
Bye.
Bye.